Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Deliverance from abusive relationship and marriage. Please don't tag me as somebody against marriage or family. Please don't tag me that I hate family. I came from a family and I have a family. All I'm just doing is to teach you, and it's not compulsory. You listen to what I'm teaching you. You can adapt, adopt, and adjust. You can take the one that you think is okay, and the one that's not okay, you can throw it away. The Church of God is not a cult. The Church of God is a place of liberation and freedom. Jesus said, I stay by the door and I knock. Jesus doesn't even force himself on us. So these teachings are not forced on you. You can take it. If you think it suits you, you can leave it and manage your life the way you want. It's your life. So today I'm going to be dealing with a very sensitive issue. You can ask a question later. Once the question is up to 5, let me know so that I will stop. And now this particular subject is a silent subject that people don't want to talk about. And now please, if you have questions on online, let me know too. But I'm going to talk about this issue today. And some souls will be liberated either here or online in the name of Jesus. So dealing with or deliverance from abusive relationships and marriages. When we say abuse can be physical. Abuse can be emotional. Abuse can be sexual. Abuse can be verbal. Whichever abuse. So pay attention to this. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. They are boastful. That's what the Bible says. They are proud. They are abusive. Disobedient to parents. Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, concealed, or conceited, lovers of pleasure, and lovers of God. So this particular issue I'm addressing today is becoming alarming and terrible. Recently we heard a man set his wife on fire, believing that let me get them and nothing will happen. And some people, some men believe that once they marry a woman, she belongs to you forever. It's a lie. It's a lie. Let me get them, nothing will happen. It's a lie. So many things will happen. Recently I heard that the man that beat his wife to death, the woman I used to see him, they just sentenced him to death. I feel no remorse for him. I don't even pray that his soul should rest in peace. I don't know the effrontery people have to slap somebody else or to beat somebody or to use iron against another person. Some of you look so quiet in the church, but you're abusive at home. You're abusive to your wife. You're abusive to your children, especially if the person is not your child, is your maid. You are wicked. You are terrible. You are dangerous. And I'll be preaching now. And you'll be supporting me as if you are a saint. You are terrible. Please listen to this and change. Unfortunately, I am not sent to please you. God is taking care of this guy. Just change. Will you change? I lived with my uncle for 1 week, sir. 1 week. The wife used her leg to hit my head. Every morning. Her leg is the one waking me up. Bah! Akawe, bah. I had a place I was coming from. So I'm dealing with abuse today. And all the people online that knows how to talk and people here that knows how to abuse, get ready. I'm ready for you. You're abusive. This word of God is more than abusive for you. And if we don't talk about this, people die silently. Recently, a woman looks at the wife, husband and said, because of your fine face, Abby, because of your fine face, Abby, pour hot palm oil on the man's body, on the man's face. Say, Shotan, I told you I'm going to deface you. Now I'm preaching to you to know today, I am not in support of abusive marriage relationship. 2 weeks relationship is slap you, forget about that marriage. Once you start slapping, you will not stop. A slapper will not stop from slapping, he's going to dagger you one day. Permit me to say that God will punish all the fathers that are telling you to stay in an abusive marriage. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You slap my daughter, I'll turn you to an imbecile. Let the camera pick me. I'm telling you, we will kill them in this world. They will be in the world and they are nothing. I won't train a child and you will slap that child. Are you? Marriage is not even the ultimate goal and part of life. No marriage is recognized in heaven. Now I came to tell, don't kill yourself because of marriage. Marriage is not by force. It's better to remain single and do well with your life. And don't feel bad that you are not married. People marry. Some people marry and they are crying. And this abuse, so many people are abused, but they cannot talk about it. Liberation has come for you. In Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they agree? It's not possible. Even the Bible acknowledges that two cannot walk together except they agree. Have you taken time to ask your wife or to ask your husband, sir or ma, or ask your children, are you happy to be in this family? Do it when you get home and you will cry. Ask your child son, are you happy to be in this family? Ask your wife, are you happy that we are married? Ask your husband. I know. Meet me somehow in my WhatsApp and tell me the result. When your family is not happy, your destiny cannot happen. No matter how you pray. Unfortunately, the reason why I'm dealing with this today is that abusive marriage cannot be prayed on or prayed about or prayed out. You have to do something about it. Should I continue? Okay, so I'm not going to ask you any question again. I'll say now, this message, you're not going to be interested. Proverbs 21 verse 9. It is better to live in a corner of the house top on a flat roof to go inside decking. That's what I said. Exposed to weather than in the house here with a quarrelsome and contentious man or woman. We have contentious women. We have abusive women. We have abusive men. Recently, I saw a camera and a woman brought knife and was pushing the husband everywhere. She didn't know that the husband has planted camera in the house. And when they get to the police station, she'll be crying. And people will listen to the woman. Say, good. Abusing marriage is becoming rampant. A guy got to the church, not this church. Took time, pick a beautiful girl from the choir. And the first thing is that, now I'm married you, no church. Now, Mary, you know what? No church. Yes, no church. No church, Benny. We thought we have had it all. A beautiful girl was speaking in the church. The day she married, she told the husband, now you have married me, you know what? This is who I am. She turned to a boa constrictor. We have heard and seen this as pastors. Sometimes you see us smile, but we look at some marriages and we cry. We were going to see a particular brother to pray for him. And from the house side, we heard that the wife was beating him. The wife sat on him. Some of you are saying, God forbid. The person that wants to harass you and beat you, abuse you, will give you your size. They will give you your size from Ijebu. They will give you your size from Anambra. Sometimes abuse becomes diabolic. Anybody on the sound of my voice that has been abused, today you are set free by fire. I know you will not say amen, sir. Because some of you are abusers. I said, whoever is under an abusive relationship or marriage, the Lord set you free in the name of Jesus. So why are you doing this? I'm doing this because no matter who you are, when you are an abusive marriage or relationship, let me tell you, there will be bloodshed. There will be death. The children will suffer. The children will think that is the way of life. Are you listening to me now? The children will be divided. Victims become emotionally damaged. Victims become, I'm telling you, they are tampered with something, somebody wants to do, they are just physically finished because they are abused. Some of you abuse your children because it's your son, it's your daughter. Anyways, abuse is an attitude. It's not even a feeling, and it grows. Look at me. When you value something, you don't abuse it. Hello? When you value something, you don't what? You don't abuse it. Abuse comes when value has died. Abuse comes when, you call it see finish. What is it? It's abuse. Abuse is like a tree like this. The root is ownership. Now, me get down. The trunk, you know, the trunk like this is entitlement. Now, am I right? And the branches are control. Emotion. I'm telling you. When you know this today, emotion will die and you listen to the word of God. Ownership, entitlement, and control. Say, let me hear you go. I'm not hearing you. Say it again. I'm not hearing you here. Say it again. Let me hear you. That is a tree of abuse. Ownership, the root. Entitlement and control. Ownership, entitlement and control. Ownership, entitlement and control. Most Yoruba people don't collect money when their children are married. Go and find out. Most of them, they will tell you, just drop anything, take. So when anything happens there, they will tell the girl, look, this house is still open for you. And I thank God for them. You are not like the other tribe that they will buy everything. They will buy goats. They will buy trucks. They will buy bicycle. They will buy for... And the wife cannot say anything. She died there. No. Except it's not learned. You don't touch the child of Yoruba man. It's going to go out for you. Should I say continue? Yes, say ownership. What's the second one? What's the last one? Watch out for people that have this habit. That is a tree. Ownership. Now my son, I can't do anything. Now my wife, I can't do anything. I see people slapping their wife at the bus of wife. It's my wife. She's my wife. And then, thank God, God call us. Thank God, God call us. About to beat people at the bus stop. You're slapping your wife. Don't do it here. Don't let us eat. Get out of here. Battles have become our battles. When people abuse people, you see a woman carrying a son like this, small thing like this. Pa! Did she slap the boy and the boy staggered into the street? I packed my car. I removed my belt. What did you just do now? She was now shaking. I said, you don't even have power and you want to kill this boy. This is your helper in the future. Young boy, may the Lord deliver you quickly. You see, you have a long way to go. You are just 5. I want to pray for you again. If you look at me with bad eyes, I will look at you with bad eyes too. We all have bad eyes. So keep your bad eyes. I pray for you, sir. Any destiny damaged by abuse, the Lord repair them now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The time the Bible was written, people are still normal. Now, people are not normal again. Drugs, alcohol. You see people on the street, they are not normal. You see people walking on the street. I taught you in this church, love is not enough. Some say, I love him, I love him, I love him. I love her. Carry your Bible, let me show you. Does the Bible say anything about abuse? Let me show you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, you are not even married. They have started slapping you. I asked some that girl, you are not in church. My boyfriend gave me an instruction. I have to come and wash his clothes every Sunday. I said, you know what? From today, you cease to be my daughter. You are an epitome of Omali. You don't know Omali? So she will have to go to that boy's house on Sunday in the morning. She will wash clothes and they will wash her too. Then now, and one more comment. Genesis chapter 16 verse 6. So you are not even married though. Your own has met you. Abraham replied, look, she's your servant. So deal with her as you fit. Let me finish the rest. Let me do the rest. Go now. Are you here? You are Mama Sarah. And people respect you so much. But you deal with people so harshly. Good people will run away from you. Shall I continue? This church is not to preach to please you. You can say that today's message is not pleasing. Even to say amen became very difficult. Today is a long message. Today is what? Today. Not tomorrow. This word you go hear amo. Today. Hallelujah. Message. Genesis 16 verse 6. You decide, said Abraham. Your maid is your business. But when they needed her, she was not. Sarah, finish it. You didn't say that one loud. Sarah. Why am I not hearing you? Sarah. And what did that one do? Of you, God gave you a good wife. You are abusive to them. They ran away. God gave you a good man. You say, I'm married. You're abusive to them. They ran away. Should I still continue? I am praying for all people that are in abusive relationship or marriage. Wherever you are, the Lord will deliver you. Oh, I've forgotten that you're not saying amen today. Wherever they are, the Lord will deliver them. Whatever you treat Ashley, that thing will run. Then it will run. Now, marriage is supposed to be the coming together of a man and woman, and both of them promise to live together comfortably, to manage together, share together. Then that is what marriage is. That is what marriage is. Now look at me. There is no perfect person in this world. Everybody has a particular area he's managing. So I'm not saying leave your partner when he's not. No. We have people that are not perfect, but they are trying their best. But not when you are being abused. Come, I want to show you something here. God made marriage for you to enjoy. Not for you to be trapped, not for you to be in chains, not for you to suffer. Somebody help me say, I hear you. And every marriage will experience its trial, its ups and downs. Yes or no? And every marriage will experience the good, the bad, and the ugly. But look at me, not the abusive. Yes, every man will experience trials, storms, tribulations, ups and downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, but not abuse. All what I say now, you are married, stay there. God will judge them. Marriage is supposed to be a good gift, not a good chain. Not a crying session. Somebody's eyes will be open after today. Amen. What does the Bible say? Marriage is not supposed to be lived as a life of trauma. Some men cannot go home. Some women cannot go home. When they want to go home, they begin to think. Let me show you what the Bible says about abuse. Proverbs 22 verse 10. Don't blame when you see some men. Stay alone. Live alone. And they said they don't need a woman. Don't blame me when you see some women say, I want my peace. Drive out scoffer and strive. We go out. I've forgotten it. You know what it means. And quarreling. And abuse what? We'll see. Don't forget. Be keeping all this Bible passage. Drive. If you can't drive out scoffer, you drive yourself out of scoffer's environment. If you want strive to live your life, quarreling to live your life, abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse. What do you do, ma? Sir, look at me. When a man insisted that he has to sleep with the wife through the anus, we shy from this because it's marriage. Anything you see there, what do you say as a parent if your daughter runs to you? What do you tell your son? How do you train the stupid, God forgive all of us, how do you train the young man that he has to? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't pray on abuse. I will teach you what to do. Three things, clearly, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. Do not be unequally yoked with the world. Okay. Look at this version. Do not be unequally yoked with what? Unbeliever. He was a believer before, but he became dark. Let me show you the meaning of a yoke. Everybody look at me. Please, Pastor Paul, come. This is yoke. They said, oxen, two oxen, hold me. Two oxen like this, you know? They used to use them for farming.
Yes, sir.
So they are yoked together. They put wood on them to yoke them together. So as they are coming, they are going, they are forming ridges. Say, you know.
Yes, sir.
Old people will know. All these Gen Z, they don't know anything more than TikTok. Now, marriage will make you to be yoked together with a man or a woman. Put the Bible passage there, please. Now, Bible is saying, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, one of us is already an unbeliever by not following the word of God again. One of us has become dark by not following the word of God again. Look at me. We are supposed to go like this, but the one that is evil saying is going like this. There must be a breakage, or else both of them are going down. Let anybody come for me. I am ready for them. Wait. Do not make mismated alliance with them or come under a different yoke with them. A different yoke. This is the yoke we are supposed to share together. Inconsistent with your faith. The yoke that doesn't go with your faith. So the lady ran to the family and said, this man wants to sleep with me through the anus. And the father said, go back there. It's your husband. For what partnership have the right living? For what partnership have the right living and a right standing with God with iniquity and lawlessness? Or how can a light have fellowship with darkness? I am praying again, sir. Please sit down, Pastor Paul. Wherever it's been abused, today your deliverance has started. So, Philippians church, Corinthian church, Paul was telling them here, don't have relationship with people that have dark minds. They were normal before, now they are something else. You have to separate from them. Somebody say, I hear you. Our walk with God is very, very important than what you call love and what you call suffering and smiling in marriage. When I got married, I told the woman I'm married to, if you trouble me, I will run away. It's not a joke. I will run away. I will not say a word. I will run away. Anywhere I am, I'll be sending money to you. You don't stay in abuse and die there. I am praying again. Anybody that is suffering and smiling today, in marriage relationship, you are delivered. First Corinthians 7 verse 15. I read for you two different versions. ESV first. For the unbelieving husband. Now look at this one. Whether he was a believer before you married him, or you have found out you are married before you know that he's an unbeliever. Love will enter your eyes. Now, for the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife. Are you still there? And the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise, your children will be unclean. You are managing it. You are trying your best. But once abuse enter, now NIV 7:15. NIV. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife. Everybody help me say amen.
Amen.
The wife will pray, but you can't pray out an abuse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord said there's somebody here. Take note of this. The Lord said, I will bless you more than your certificate. Thank you, precious Lord. Your peace matters to God. Your peace matters to God. I pray for every different family and homes here and houses, the Lord will give you peace. Psalm 11 verse 5. The Lord tests the righteous. Look at this. This particular word is a strong word, hate. But God's soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Once somebody is wicked, the Bible says God hates them. God does what? He hates them. When you become an abusive husband, God hates you. When you become an abusive mother, God hates you. When you become an abusive father, God hates you. See, when you become an abusive child, God hates you. And the only thing you can do is to repent. Shall I say continue? Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 20. I'm showing you. Did God say anything about abuse? Come and see. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you, as I warned you before, and those who do such things will not inherit. All these, you will see them in the life of an abuser, or some of them. I will show you. And God tells us, the kingdom of God does not support this. Somebody say, I hear you. I give you 16 signs of abusive relationships and marriage. After the 16 signs, I give you 3 things to do, and I'm out of here. Number one, I decided that the media should put them on board for me. Number one, constant belittling. If I didn't marry you, who would have married you? That is it. In your family, how many of them do well? Did your mother marry? I pity you, that's how I married you. Constant belittling. Criticism and insult. I'm still the number one. Is that what you are experiencing? They will insult you and insult your family because you marry them. For signs of abuse. Number two, control and isolation. I don't want you to talk to your mother again. I don't want you to talk to your father again. I don't want to see your brother in our house. Mama is coming here to become a nuisance. I share with you a particular brother. Told the wife, honey, tomorrow we are going to my mother's house. Buy rice, buy beans. What do you think we need? He said, this is your mother. 2 dirika of rice is okay. 2 dirika of this thing is okay. 1 small bag of... And in the morning, that one drove her straight to her mother's house. I said, you said my mother? I said, your mother is my mother. When I said my mother, I meant your mother. I said, no, my mother don't deserve this. My mother don't deserve this. My mother deserves a bag of rice, a bag of beans, tolo, a bag of semovita, not sachets of Milo. No. It's a big carton of Ovaltine, not sachet of cowbell, but a container of needle. The man cried. I said, you have not started. Control and isolation. They want to isolate you. One of the signs of witchcraft is isolation. Don't talk to anybody. After isolation, manipulation. And after manipulation, destruction. Should I continue? I'm not hearing you like before. Should I continue? Number 3, explosive temper. That's physical abuse. Physical abuse. It starts from mood swing. What is happening? You are not talking. Leave me alone. No. Maybe what's happening? And the person can just slap you. Yes. Mood swing. From mood swing to physical abuse. You see, outburst of anger. You'll be surprised. But we're playing just now. They have changed. One of the people I fear in my life, the people that have mood swing. Many. I don't stay long around them. They can do anything. And they will tell you, it's my mood. Shall I still continue? I'm not hearing you like before. Shall I still continue? Number 4. They call you names. They used to call you baby before. No more baby. They call you imbecile. Your mates are making money. You can't even make money successfully. I could have married Obi Kubana. He was toasting me then. But I pitied you. You cook for them. They tell you you can't even cook. Maggie is standing here. Look at salt here. And they do this both privately and publicly. Publicly, they'll tell you, my wife can't cook anything. I have accepted my cross. That is what they do to bring you down. Somebody is asking, what is my own business? My business is God's business. My business is to liberate people from your hand, wicked people like the person saying that. I'm not a normal pastor you see everywhere. I'm born to do this. And somebody will be free today. Number 5. Refusing to let you go out. That woman told the husband, I told you last night not to come late. Since you came late last night, today you are not going anywhere. And the guy has presentation this morning. He said, I said you are not going. That girl was supposed to go for a visa. The man said, you are not going. Which visa? No, you are not going. My mind is telling me you are not going anywhere. And he locked the door. You can't pray about it. I tell you 3 things to do. I know you are in a hurry to hear that one. And if you are not experiencing any of this and decide to leave your husband, then go outside and join the queue of single mother and father. God has given you a good man, a good woman. You better stay there. Number 5. Number 6, thank you. monitoring your phone calls, text messages, emails, Facebook. They monitor everything. They will clone your WhatsApp. Ben, they will clone everything about your life. You have no life out of them. Ben, you are in the kitchen. Your hair is in your husband's phone call in the parlor. That was why fire burned your hand. Fire judged the case. Shall I continue? In my entire, I can't imagine her picking her and checking her. Who talked to her? Anybody talk to her? And where did she go to? Am I normal? You are still in that league. You monitor everything about him or her. Then the next thing, who is Bisola? Somebody was asking the husband, who is Alam? Who do you say I still has Alam? That one say Alam. He said, you men don't cut out Alam. Oh my God. So we continue. Number 7. Using force. Pushing. Choking. Holding in a tight way. Punching. Slapping. Shaking. Using objects. Using weapons. You are in an abusive marriage. You need help. My baba was not around, so I decided to go and bab. And the man had a nice this thing. He got home, and the next thing, him and the wife came. And the wife said, Oh, yeah, cut this thing. The wife followed, I'm telling you, to the barbing salon and told them, this thing, oh, yeah, and the people that want to talk, I said, shh. And the woman followed him to this barbing salon. I told them, cut this thing. Sweetheart, you are fine now. It's good, Abby. You won't answer me because that is what you, some of you are. I went to preach in a particular church in a particular country. I'm not mentioning the name of the country. And when I finished preaching, the Lord said, I should talk to husband and wife. And I said, please, the Lord ask, who is the G.O. here? The husband was looking at me. The wife was looking at me. I said, you don't know the G.O.? I made a mistake. Everything about the church, everything about the man is in the hand of the wife. Benny, the wife is the one that will buy his shoe, that will buy his clothes, that will buy his shirt, that will everything. So all his salary goes to the woman's account. So I asked why. She said, what does he need money for? I'm buying everything. He doesn't even know fashion. I buy everything for him. I buy his clothes, I buy his tie, what does he need money for? I looked at that man like this. I saw his spirit. His physical destiny was standing like this. Yes, Papa. But the spirit said, save me. That was the spirit I saw. That was the last time I went there. So the woman thought she was in control of the man's life. And the man was in Europe, but the woman in Calabar got pregnant for the man. Hello, Papa. I said, what? With everything I'm doing to satisfy this useless man. That's what happened. Can you imagine? One stupid Akpononko girl. I said, really? He said, yes. I know you don't support nonsense. I said, yes, baby girl. I don't. I said, but you have his money? The pay salary, everything. He said, I don't know. With all my effort over this man, I said, you know what, baby girl? Men are always men. What is going to happen now? I said, since you are the one in charge, go and tell him what will happen. The Lord bless you. Is that what you are going to say? I know you don't support nonsense. I said, try me. You know, your husband has been taking nonsense since he was in the womb. He's collecting your salary. He's the one that will give you, honey, I'll need that kachivo. Okay, no problem. When you come from office, you collect it. Thank you, honey. Baba, mwah. Oshileje. Don't come for me. You know, I'm warning you. If you come for me, I'm waiting for you. You're doing BS. What number next? Somebody in front of you, I've seen a woman. The woman held goat like this. Goat. Gave goats. Awful goats. I said, and kill goat. I look at the husband. The husband like this. I told the guy with me, did you see this woman kill goat? He said, what did you see? My wife used to kill cow. Until the day he offended the woman. He said, Daddy, I said, the way you are even calling me, provoking me. I have locked myself in the kitchen. I said, you are the one that locked yourself. He said, yes. You know you saw my wife that day kill goat. I said, yes. And I took a kick. I said, call 911. Call police. I said, call police. What do you want me to do? You don't pray about abuse. You are not a tree. You are going to have to move. At least until the person healed. Oh, should I continue? Some people, it can harm anybody. You watch a child. That child can kill a chicken. I've watched a boy pick a chicken and do like this. I said, take care of this boy. Something is wrong. This boy traveled abroad and became a bully. I said, I told you this boy is not normal. Ben, put number 8 back there again. They can physically harm others. They can harm pets. They can harm family members. Forget it. I'm telling you I love you, but I'm harming somebody. I'm still coming for you. You don't know? I'm coming for you. You'll be the person I'm coming for later. I was angry. That's why I did that. So I'm going to be angry with you one day. They can harm neighbors. Two neighbors are fighting. Next thing, you went and pick a gun. Put number 9 there for me. The threatening to use physical force. Some threats are not even spoken. When somebody look at you like this, you know that you're in trouble. I am praying for anybody that is in an abusive relationship or marriage that the Lord will deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Your amen is not good. I said the Lord will deliver you. I'm not hearing. I said the Lord will deliver you. Your amen is not, it's not satisfying me. The Lord will deliver them. Number 10, they threatened to kill you. Threatening to kill you. If you leave, I'll kill you. If you leave, I'll kill you. You are planning to leave me, Abby? If you leave me, who is going to help me? Don't you know God put you in my life to help me? You don't know God put you there in my life to help me? If you leave me now, who is going to help me? I say, you say, if I leave, who is going to help you? That's why I stay there. You can't help somebody that's having a mental problem. The next one, they threaten to kill anybody in your family or kill somebody if you leave them. They threaten to even kill themselves if you leave them. Number 12, if you are abroad, they threaten that they are going to report you to the police. In some parts of Europe that I've been to, a woman is having a extramarital affair in her own house. The man got in, saw them. And the man called the police. And the police said, leave her, let her finish enjoying herself. And when they are finished, they told the man again to carry his load and leave the house. And that's why you see that some black people, some Nigerians, some people from Nigeria, they don't take their wife abroad. The wife stays here. They stay there. Because when they get there, they turn to anything. And it is what the woman says that the authority will believe. I told you what happened in Germany. I was praying for, I was doing a prayer line. We used to do prayer line when we were doing vigil in those days. God will give us our own sight and we'll start vigil very soon in Jesus' name. So a woman came and the daughter and I said, where is your father? And she was crying. And I said, you are crying? He said, yes. Where is your father? And the lady, the mother heard and said, she's traumatized. The father has raped her. I said, the father did not rape her. She lied on the father. And the authority kept the man in the prison and the man killed himself. I said, you will live with this guilt till you die. You will live till 36 years and after 36 years, you are going to die. You will die and kill yourself by poison, except you go and confess. So there are some countries that is what the woman says against you. So then when the woman slaps you, just share the grace and be going. The woman hit a car and you apologize. The man called police. The woman ran into the car, put, you know, cosmetic. And the officer, you have been slapping me. And the officer, you are under arrest. Yeah. And that is why your husband will stay abroad and you will stay here. Because once you get there, one lie like this, and one, you know, and one for any, they can give you 20 years. And as you are going, you are causing, I need that, oh, this story, and one. You are going, as I go, you are going, your family in Nigeria. Amen. I mean, at least you go, she will call another person, and enjoyment starts. La la la, Friday. You're finished. Abuse. Shall I still continue? If you're already angry, shout a big hallelujah. Number 13. They blame you. After they get angry, they blame you for the abusive behavior. They say it's your fault. You are the one. It's because you got angry. That's why I'm angry with Barbara Benson. That's why I'm angry with Susu Person. Yes, they blame you for their fault. Number 14, they destroy possession. Watch out for the woman. Any small thing, he has carried your phone. 1,000, 1.2, 1.2 million phone. Wait. Blah. That one, his boss came to greet him at home. And his boss said, tomorrow I'm traveling. His boss, man to man. And when the boss came, the lady said, I want to see you upstairs. And the guy said, my boss is here. He's traveling tomorrow. We want to talk. I said, why can't your boss stay in the office? I said, I want to see you. She said, honey, please, let me finish. You and your boss are mad. She can't, you know, mother. Oh, my mother. Master Biyoyibo. Oh, my God. You know, mother. To the television. Television, internet, ready television. Not the television, doesn't have remote. Avi, whoa. And the man said, you have a monster's wife. We can't hand over the company to you. Jeez. We can't. You know, say, I was just angry. You should have left when I was angry. And when I was calling, you should have told him. I hate it when people... I can't explain. You can't explain what? Your madness? If you ask me what the man should do, should I tell you? Arrest her. Lock her up. Let her pay. Let her family pay. After she has finished paying... Oh, Lucy, do what? Don't divorce her. Let her go home to receive some lectures. After they have enrolled her in school of mentality and school of psychology, bring her home again. You see men that when their wife is coming from out, they say, remove your clothes. I see women too doing it. And they'll be smelling the man's shirt. They will smell everything. And if anything, maybe we will be smelling on that pant. I said, honey, why is your this is smelling like this? He said, sweetheart. Oh, she learns you. Should I continue? You are still not answering yet. You are still, you are coming out of that bondage. 15, the relationship, and the man is telling you to take drugs. Take drugs so that you can be high. And you've been taking the drugs, and you are now stopping, and the man is saying, if you stop, I'll kill you. Some of you, alcohol doesn't go well with your body. Take alcohol. When you take the alcohol, you become useless. I was in a very big restaurant in Maryland. And a man and a wife was there, and he was making the order. And the wife first said, sweetheart, I don't want that. He said, look at me. You don't decide what you want to eat. I decide what you eat here. Yeah. I thought it was a joke. And they brought all those, and the lady said, this is not what I want. And the man said, let's align. That word align, eh? And the guy said, I'm standing up. I said, if you stand up, I will slap you. So that lady said, today I'm receiving my freedom. So the lady stood up. And the guy stood up and said, Mary, said, I was watching, eating my own jollof. And the guy said, I'm not. And the next thing I just heard, tower! I said, sit down! And that day, the girl said, well, today, you will kill somebody. And the girl to drag him closer. And the girl to give the man, tower, tower, tower! And the man said, what? Look at, the girl was here, he was looking like this. That was when I realized that what I'm eating had pepper. So I see pepper a little and I said, there's no to fight for this woman. This woman can fight. And I knew she's not going back to that house. And the girl said, I've lived with you for 12 years. You've abused me, put marks on my body. In fact, gave him another one. Said, I will remain unmarried instead of to marry to you, wicked bastard. And he left. When she was going, all of us, including me, I have finished. I said, let me know video here. And I'll continue with my jollof. I was so happy and I thanked the Lord that woman received her freedom. I have seen a woman told me that she is missing the husband that used to beat her. He said, daddy, about me, pray. Let him come back. At least who will be beating me? God is my witness. I lie not. God is my witness. God is my witness. I have seen a woman, they were doing naming ceremony out of the house. The wife, husband said, come meet me in the house, in the room. They went to and said, I still have part. He said, remove it. We'll do it through the anus. I am telling you the truth. And when the man was asked, he said, I am missing him. That was when I knew that he's tied. Anyone that is tied here, online, offline, I command release in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the last one. They insist to take part in criminal acts or dangerous activities. If you are experiencing any of these, you are being abused. What are the three things you are going to do? Number one, don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it a secret. Open up. Speak up. The man that we went to his house to go and pray for him, I'm talking about almost 25 years ago now. So well, let's go and pray for this man. We heard that he has been strong. We got to their house and we heard that he was shouting and the wife was sitting on top of him. I've told you, if you cannot fight or you cannot, you don't have power, don't marry a woman that is fatter than you. The day she's angry, All she needs to do is just to sleep on you, and your own has finished. You. So all she does need to do is to sit on top of your chest, and if you have asthma, 3 minutes you are gone. If it's your stomach, 10 minutes. You have carried a load that is bigger than your ancestry. This woman is very, very endowed, and this man is, you remember Mbanunde? You don't remember Mbanunde? You remember Pastor Tim, eh? And he's fatter than Pastor Tim's wife 3 times. But the man was shouting. When we got there, we closed down the door. Immediately they turned and said, "Oh, honey, Pastor have come." We look like this. I told him, "Don't come to our church again. You are disgracing us in this street. Then don't come again." The man is dead. She killed him. She killed him. We heard she slapped the man. The man used his head to hit the pillar. That's gone. The man is gone. Don't keep it as a secret. Open up. Open up. Open up. Tell somebody. Tell an authority. Not people that will laugh you, because some of you don't want us to laugh, especially. Most times, abuse is caused by, perpetrated by women, but the aggressors are the men. Men are very aggressive, but sometimes women, they are too. You have to talk. You have to talk. In Uganda, a lady felt that the husband is a womanizer. Pour water on the floor. Remove the light from the main distinct and throw it on the floor. Yes, it's on the net. The man woke up, and you know, he didn't know. He put his leg there, and he was electrocuted. They were still trying to help him. She was angry that he didn't die. Pour acid. Yes, it's on the net. It's not content. See, there is no blessing in your death before your time. Abuse is a silent epidemic. You've got to talk about it. Somebody say, "I hear you." Silence makes it worse. Speak up. Don't keep it as a secret. Number two. What is number one? You have to speak up. Number two. If your marriage or relationship is threatening your life, look at me. Leave. L-E-A-V-E. Leave and live. L-I-V-E. Leave. L-E-A-V-E and live. Leave and stay alive. How can a man of God be telling? I know divorce is not what you want, but that time, just separate. Walk out of the most abusive marriage. Walk out of an abusive relationship. So I used to do that. So I asked the girl, he said it didn't go that she's in her boyfriend's house. She's not a member of this church. Until one day, she got there, met another lady, and she spoke. Both the man and the lady beat her. When it starts, it becomes vendetta. It becomes terrible. Then she called her brothers and they went and attacked the boy. And it's so messy. It's not worth it. I think it's not worth it. What do you think? To die before your time is a sin. It's a sin. Don't die in an abusive marriage. It's a bigger sin. You will not go to heaven. Marriage is not about control and dominance. No, marriage is about love. It's about caring. A man is to romance his wife, and the wife is to admire the husband. And when they are going through troubles, and one seems down, the other should communicate. Are you fine? What is happening? What can I do to make you happy? But this generation have turned married to something else. Please interview my family very well when I'm not around. I can't remember the last time I shouted on anybody. Interview all the people that live with me. I don't even have time. Shouting for what? I can't remember the last time I shouted on my children, how much more my wife. I can't remember. I can't. So I'm not preaching what I'm not doing. I'm telling you. I was asking her one day in Belgium, I said, I've not even slapped you before. At least, to be a man, at least let me show that I'm a man. I said, did you slap your children? I said, when I get to my opera, I'll start practicing our face. Get out of the place. Divorce might be traumatic for your children. You might not go for divorce first, but separate first. Somebody say, I hear you. Should I still continue? I'm not hearing you. See, your untimely death will not give God the glory. Oh. See, today, bah, tomorrow, bah, your brain has reset. All the piston has left this thing. All the screw, they have loose. I'm telling you. I see people telling, your wife is coming, your wife is coming, my wife is coming. And you begin to shake, the wife is coming. Should I still continue? As you are, I hope you know this is not the last bus stop of your life. There are still books you are going to write. There are still journeys you are still going to make. There are still successes that are ahead of you. There are still high levels you are going to achieve. I hope you know. Look at me. Let me ask you, your father is talking to you. Walk out of an abusive marriage. Don't let them kill you and your pastor be telling you, we don't know they are abusing each other. I have had to tell people, I tell them off record. You know me, off record. Off record. Get out. If you go and tell the husband, you tell my wife to leave. I say, me. Why should I tell your wife to leave? Let her stay there. God forbid. Remember, I told you to leave. And I thought I dreamed. Stay there. If I want you to get some sugar knife. Because it is Pastor Lemar Dimun. The pastor said, Daddy said, must Daddy tell you? The righteous is planted by the sea. Once it's not a sea, the righteous is not a tree. The righteous will move. So the righteous will not die or pie before his time. See, I hear you. Should I still continue? The world is waiting for your manifestation. If they pie you, no manifestation again. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. Number three. Oftentimes, when you find yourself in an abusive, it is glorious, look at me, and loving, to live so that person can heal. So that person can have time to talk to his body, talk to himself. Am I fine? Am I normal? So let the abuser be for some time. Give him a break. Let him talk to himself. It is healthy to confront them that I am going to walk out. But at that time, you are telling them, make sure your way of escape is ready so that they will not kill you. In Anyonwale, no, in Yeka Fulanyo, a man burnt a lady with fire. Benny, go and find out. Pour petrol on her and burnt her because the woman left him. You have known that you have made a mistake and you have married a crazy woman or a crazy man. You should pray for a way of escape. You should leave so that he can heal. See, I hear you. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, for freedom, Christ has set you free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Read your own, I've read mine. Go now. So Christ has set you free. Don't go and enter into a marriage or slavery. That young man came to meet me at Lekki. He said he wants to marry. I said, have you prayed? He said, no problem. We have taken care of that. They were coming from church. Pastor Paul, what did the guy do? On the road. On the road, slapping the man. Toys go on the road. It was from the road. The guy find his way. I'm not like Pastor Paul. I'm a good running. Paul said, go and see daddy. When he was talking, I was looking at him. He was like, oh, no problem. He said, most men that fumble outside, apart from you, their wife is dealing with them at home. I said, he said, no, I just wanted you to know that I'm married. I said, let me. He said, no, Papa, don't worry. Ofe lupa. No. How can you slap a man on the street? Oh, nobody know. What I call nobody? Nobody. Slapa! He talk again, give him knock. It was from the road. He went to look for a place to squat. They went to carry his clothes from that house. Look at me. There is no wife or husband in heaven. When we get to heaven, we will not even recognize our wives. It will take time and intimacy that we have spent together. I used to know you. 81 years the man spent on it. Got to heaven and said, do you know head? He said, head. He said, yes. I pass across it. 81 years. Look at me. There are people God cannot help. Look at me. If God cannot help them, look at me. You can't help them too. There are crazy babes. There are crazy guys. There are wicked husbands. And there are satanic wives. When you enter into their trap, the Bible says there is no temptation that has come to you that is not common. He said, inside it, God will provide a way of escape. This message is your way of escape. I have somebody saying, if you scatter their home now, are you going to bring them in your house? Am I the one that joined them? Am I not preaching? Because some people can ask questions, wicked questions. Have I succeeded in breaking any home? So go back home. If your family is not happy, I'm telling you, your destiny cannot happen. Make sure you check. Can I round off? Are you still angry? Take time to listen to your wife. Men, you want your wife to, you want to know what's happening in the house? Tell your wife to pray. Inside the prayer, everything that is happening in our house, she'll be seeing it. I'm telling you. You want to know what's happening in the house? Call your children, play with them. And you'll say, ah, daddy, you are playing with us today. Ah, we used to think that you're a mad father. You will know. One of my daughter told me, he said, you don't go out with us. You're always with your computer. You don't go out with them. The mother said, I used to go and say, maybe once or twice. So she knows how many times I've gone out with them in their life. I said, but am I abusive? He said, no, you're a good man. But you don't go out with them. He said, that's the only one. Forgive me. You will know, are your children happy with you? They asked the woman, are you married? She like this, yes, I'm married. And he asked, are you happy? She said, yes. Is your husband happy? She said, it doesn't matter. He said, once I am happily married. Is that the type of woman I'm talking to this morning? Are you here, your abusive wife? I'm begging you on my knees to please change. You told your children, your father is not the one in charge. I am the one in charge. I'm the mafia in this house. I decide who you will marry, and the man is there. Always open his mouth down while looking. Giving you different African vegetables. Today you are set free. Say no to relationship and marital abuse. And the Lord will bless your homes in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes the strong man thinks he's strong until the day you push even the sheep to the wall. And the sheep will face you. You don't know. Or seeing men that slap and beat their wives and one day pursue the woman to the kitchen, the woman took knife and boom! That's all. And the man will be shocked inside that, Moji, oh, my family. Not me. With these few points of mine today, I believe I've been able to convince you. Say no. And some of you want to beat your children? You will tell that child to go and naked. What are you looking for? You sell her to naked. So everybody can see her. Some of you want to beat your daughter, you will first tear her clothes. I'm being careful not to say that God will punish you. You want to beat your daughter, you first burn her clothes. You are an abusive mother. I watched a video of a woman naked her own husband, and she was beating the man. It's online. I sent it to the main portal. No man could talk till now. All men was quiet. I said, I hope this normal is happening in their homes. No man did not say, no man, everybody was just pim that before my man Deborah captured me. I don't get. This woman told the husband to lie down. She and the children are beating the father naked. It's not a joke. You want us to watch the video? Not here. So that the spirit will not enter some women here. Please don't be an abusive woman. Don't be an abusive man. Children, don't be abusive. Know for sure that everything we are doing, we are sowing seed. And sure our seed will grow and germinate. Most men suffer in their night days because they have abused their children. I've even had some men sleeping with their own daughters. And they tell them if you talk, they will die. God is watching you, whatever we are doing. Most times you do things and nobody will talk. And some of you watching me now, you are big political places. And you are doing evil with your political level. You are abusing people. God is sending this message to you to change. Tomorrow might be too late for you. May the Lord bless His word. Hallelujah. Is there any question?
Yeah. Two questions, sir.
Okay, we'll take these two questions from paper. And if there's anyone I want to ask question physically, we'll take your question. I have 5 more minutes and I'll leave. Yes.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for today's message. My question is this. Can a man be called abusive by raping his wife?
Yes, it's an abuse.
Second question, sir.
It's an abuse. No rush. It's an abuse. The woman first abuse him, and he abused the wife. Both of them are both abusers. And they are sick. They need help. Most times when they send this kind of thing like this, we hear one side of the story. Sometimes the house chores, they are too much for a woman. Sometimes the house chores, they are too much. When I say too much, for a woman. We need some men that are considerate and sensible. I was telling one of my daughters, I said, don't expect everybody to be reasonable and considerate. You know what I said? Don't expect people to be reasonable and what? Considerate. Most people are not reasonable and considerate. Most times. And I pray for you and all the singles that are yet to be married, that may God give you a considerate and a reasonable man or reasonable woman, a considerable woman, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are a woman and the house chores is too much for you, and you have a considerate man, a reasonable man, is either there's somebody to help you people, or and you pay, or the man will help you, or the children will help you. There is no reason for depriving the man. Okay, I'm not mentioning the name of the church. There's a particular church in Nigeria. It's the holiness, the most holiness church in Nigeria. Ben, you start from D. So I'm not saying anything like that. This lady married this sister, this brother. And the brother was a coordinator. And she would not allow the man to touch her. If, yes. and he had one son. So the brother was saying that since they married 4 years ago to that time, he taught her once and that was a baby. And look at, she will not cook for the man. And look at me, this is the song. Timothy, remember the song.
Remember the song? Look at my, no. Look at my hand. Oh yeah.
No beating, no divorce. No beating, no divorce. No, it's not a joke, I'm telling you the truth. Because the guy is a pastor, he's a coordinator in that church, Holiness Church, and they are expected to be holy and to be aligned. What would the man do? So one day, the man collected the baby from her, gave her the beating of her life, and when she went to clean up and was coming back, the man had sex with his wife. And she went to report to another crazy coordinator. And that one said, he did what? I said, Brother Tawo, hold your wife again. There's a room there. Go and do it again. Go and do it again. If I see that coordinator, I'll bless him. You deprived him for whatever reason. You have abused him. I'm sorry, because you have not told me whether you put time timetable that it is 3 times a week or 2 times a week. I don't know. Since I don't know, don't abuse your husband. If you abuse him, one good turn, God forbid. Don't abuse him. If you abuse him, you are a weaker vessel. He will tie this hand here. He will tie this hand here. And Jerusalem is wide open. So, come on, blood of Jesus. Next question. So you ask a, you can't answer a question again. So you ask a question. Is he abuse? It depends on what happened before that one happened. English, toba fagbu. English, interpret it. Next question.
Sir, the next question, can the husband and wife have sex during prayer and fasting period?
Yes. Before anybody start fasting, before I travel, if I want to go through long fasting on this thing, we discuss. That's communication. This fasting, now like this, go blue. So, communication between you and your wife. Nothing is torn. You are one. So, whether you are fasting or you are breaking, it's between both of you. God bless you. I think I've answered that successfully. So, both of you, you don't wake up one day and you are telling your husband concerning that your problem, yeah, Mufetlo 21. I am led. I want to go on 21 days for you. You finish the 21. Say, honey, as I was finishing, Holy Ghost came. He said, okay. He said, as you go on 2 months. He said, okay. He said, honey, I try on Lonnie Melo Melo. The way this prayer is going, Holy Ghost is going to come again. Tell on your feet, let us pray.
I have one more question.
One more question?
Yes, sir. You have answered it already.
Okay.
Sir, please, sir, can an abusive person ever change or heal?
You want to answer that? You want to answer that? I want to be careful to answer you. The Bible says, can a leopard change his spot? It's 50-50. Don't pray to experience it. Don't do what? Don't do what? Don't pray to experience it. She was angry. She begged. Everybody forgave her. On the day her mother-in-law provoked her, she boiled water, poured it on the mother-in-law. She was begging again. She's going to beg everybody, and she will kill everybody. After she has killed everybody, she will apologize to everybody why they are burying everybody. I don't know. That's me. Once I see that somebody have the mentality of a mentalo, we are going to excuse him and prayerfully find out if he has changed. On Igondo there. We got to. I don't know who brought the person. No, I don't know. Maybe someone was arguing. I don't know. They brought a woman to me, and as I was praying for the woman, I said, "Your husband has killed your mother." He said, "Yes." And the husband was in a prison. So I said, "But I'm seeing that he came back, and he's going to kill you." He said, "Daddy, that is where he's going to die." I said, "I saw that he came back." She got home and met the man. That same day. She learned from the gado. Back to church. I said, "What? We are finished." I said, "What? Your brother." I said, "Eh?" Because he's a Yoruba man. I'm not from Yoruba again. I'm from heaven. He's at home. I said, "What do you want? Pray for me that God will touch him." I said, "No. I'm sorry. God, don't touch mad people. Don't go back home. Stay with friends. Stay with family until it's fine." "How come? How did he get out of the prison?" He said, "He doesn't know." She went back home. The person that brought her told me the man by her after 3 months. It's not a joke. See, what I'm preaching to you is what we have seen happen. I've seen things happen in my office that the husband will be talking to the wife, and the wife will step the husband's shoe like this. I'm pressing. "Oh, yes. What's that? Honey, are you fine?" And it was the wife in my office. I have seen things that the husband will be talking to the wife, and the wife will like this. And the husband will quickly align in my office. I have seen where man wants to talk and woman will say, "Let me answer, daddy." He said, "No." And when they are going, I pray, "May my children, both the one I gave birth to and the one that I adopted and the one I'm preaching to, never enter an abusive home." Because if it happened, Hebrew Bible has not finished. Have you finished? 2 live questions, let's take it. I want to ask you a question before you. I hope you are not an abusive man. Partially. Okay. Oh yeah, let's hear your question.
Yes, sir. There's this saying, if you push a goat to the wall, it turns back and fights back.
Who is the goat now? You or?
You've been forced, you've been pushed. And anytime there's this aggression, you try to even walk out of the house. And maybe on a particular day, you're about going out. He said,
You're not going anywhere.
Locks the door, lock you inside. And at this point, you flare up and maybe react. I wouldn't know if this would be called abusive.
May God help you. If you react and you kill her, police will pick you. They call something, you will explain tire. If you are in an abusive home, look at me, everybody. Look at me. I shouldn't know. It's a secret. Are you ready for this secret? Look at me. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. If you are an abusive, always look for a way of escape. Whether you are going to jump from here down. The day the gate will happen, look for an exit. They teach you, I'll be your papa. When you are in exit and you abuse, just look for an exit. Either I told was telling the woman some few days ago of a particular woman, the husband wanted to go out. She said the man is not going out, and the man said, "Give me the key. I have a," and she swallowed the key. I was telling you, she swallowed the key. Mad people there. And if you see this woman, not in our church, if you see praise and worship, you will not say that he can do that. What will the man do when the woman has swallowed the key? So my first answer to you is that you will not enter into abusive family. But if you are there already, look for a way of escape. Emergency exit, there's always emergency exit. Because if you decide to beat her, some people are not even healthy. I've seen a man, he said, Moji, what's that? And he went, oh, Romeo, oh, Pamio, oh, Pamio. And she fell and died. Yes. And people on the street said, we had, oh, Romeo, oh, Pamio. The man said, I've not touched her. We had. He said, just, and this woman has abused him for 13 years. Look for a way. That is the secret I can tell you. Try. Let there be no beating, because once you start to beat her or beat him, it will continue. Abuse does not stop. It is progressive. The root is what? The root is what? Ownership. I'll give you 15 naira after. The trunk is what? Entitlement. And the leaf is what? Control. Ownership. Entitlement. Control. Say it again. Watch out for a woman that believes you are my own and nobody can have you. If anybody's going to have you, I'm going to kill you. You are in. Look for a way of escape. Either on your phone, an emergency you can call. That if I call this number, Edmabo, oh, you stay in a place that you can jump from up down, your legs will break. You want to say? The one that went there. I have seen a wife that tells her that prepare your food. And man said, I'm not eating. See, you're not eating what? Sit down and start eating. Ah. Whenever you now stay there, Father, Lord, change Moji. Moji, this, Oji, holy, change it. You don't change. A leopard don't change the spot. You've got to come out from them. I'm saying, come ye from among them. And I'm putting you this to you, teaching you this. Look for a way of escape. Of an abusive mother. I know of men, when they want to beat their children, they beat their children with mop. They beat their children with cutlass. Yes. I know of a father, he beat the son with hammer. You know hammer? If it's about body, I will break your bones, dobale. So I told the idiot, you are dobale. He told you dobale, start running. You know how those days our parents, when they beat you, you stand. I'm beating you, you are standing. When you run, I'm beating you, you are running. Have I answered you? You want more?
This one, life testimony happened to me.
To you.
Yes, sir. This one, because when you said something about we being careful, I'm going abroad. I want to say that it also happens in Nigeria now, that you don't raise your hands on a lady.
No, you don't.
You don't raise your hand on a lady, because I was arrested at the Lion building for pushing somebody out of the line of BRT line. Because the person came to shunt onto the line, and I pushed her out, and I was arrested. So it's a lesson that even whether your wife, anybody, as long as it's a lady, you don't even raise your fingers on that person.
That's it. Thank God you learn outside. Okay. Is that the last one? Hope there's no more question. If there's any question, let me know now. Yes, I have a question.
God bless you, sir.
Amel.
I want to ask, you said something, but I want to ask one very important question. Why is the tilt always towards the female gender to benefit them more? Because even from your answer now, when you were saying something earlier about a woman that broke the TV when the husband's boss was around and all, he said what should the man do? You later said she should go back to her father's house.
I said I will arrest her.
He said after then. He said what should happen? Many of us said divorce. He said she should go back and learn.
Yes.
But on the male gender, they said even a slap is enough. I'm a strong advocate for. I'm a feminist. Even though that most feminists always take it as like a war, a competition against men. That's why I'm not about that. But I'm a strong advocate, so I'm not about that. But it's always about saying maybe if it's a lady, they do terrible things and
they get away with it.
Yes.
Yes.
Why, sir?
Even the Bible favors the woman. Don't let's go there, because I can give you 13. Even if Bible favors woman, I'm telling you, when it's man, the judgment is powerful. When it's a woman, it's mild. They are God's last born. But sometimes they don't used to get it. They don't used to. What of Micah? By the time God wants to start with her, she didn't have a child. The only woman that didn't have a child. So, not every time. Not every time. When a woman aligns and does the right thing, their night is sealed. Try this. Stay on the road and cry. Nobody will help you, Ayo. Toby, try this. Stay on that road there and cry. Cars will park. Hello, baby. Beauty. Oh, beauty. Beauty. As I say beauty, I say beauty. Even at 60. Hello. So a woman knows that at the end of the day, Moses, they are doing like this. At the end of the day, mommy on Saturday now, let her just sit down on the market and say, I don't understand. Make sure you put pancake, put this and put lipstick. Somebody will say, ah, she's not bad now. She's not. Mama, my brain lolly. Mama. My brain lolly. Let Pastor say, go and cry. She got to market. Pastor said, you will cry. You will not cry in life. From morning to night. They will say, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Why is my crazy crying like this? What's wrong with him? But let a woman just I've seen men park and say, madam, don't take the Okada. I've been following you. Nobody has ever followed me that should not take Okada. So you men, one woman was hitting my car in the moon. Me. I said, madam, she said, are you mad, sir? You are hitting me. I said, you are doing hitting me. He said, come down and look at the damage you have caused. People said, sir, woman, my lord. I was going. She said, if you move. I said, God, deliver me from this woman. When I see woman driving and they come like this, I turn. I don't have time for English. You can't fight them and win them. Except God is on your side. Most times, when you see a woman lose, God has left her. So, woman, you have heard. Every day is for the thief. Somebody, I want to ask a question. Please, let me give you a microphone. You are holy. Holy, let me play. Are you Lord?
Almighty.
Take your questions now.
What impact will divorce have on the kids in an abusive marriage? Or how can I protect my children if I'm living an abusive marriage?
Thank you. Now, you can see that I didn't talk about divorce. I'm careful not to talk about divorce. Because too many people will come for me. But since he has started, now, what's your name? Israel, you started this. Church, are you ready for this? Jesus said, if your eyes will not let you enter into the kingdom of God, Israel, what would you do according to Jesus? Between your eyes and your wife, who is closer? What impact will it be when your eyes is out of your socket? You still have your peace. You ask the question. I'm not the one that started this. Oh, Israel, Carmela put on him. You ask this question. I didn't start. People believe that I hate family. It's good to be alive, Israel. And have your peace. That you die there. The day, not you, that you die. That day, from the pastor to the usher, somebody will toast your wife by the grace of God. I was a barrier waykeeping. And you know, dancing has attitude. You need to see the dancing attitude. Oh, I said, who is? They said, this is the one that the husband died. You need to see the attitude. the day of wakekeeping. If not that I know God. I said, women, this attitude, that day, that dance showed me there's another person down. Women, naturally, 85% of them, ha! Hypogamy. A man can pick a woman up, but a woman wants a man that is made. When women start showing you signs and divorce is coming, Number one, concentrate on your children. I want to answer you. Gather facts, because people will always support her. Put camera in the house. Put your phone on. Gather evidences. Gather voice notes. Because the day you are going to talk, if God will catch your enemy, if the judge is a woman, your own has met you. Except you have facts. And the judge listened and said, no, you are a good man. The fact on how you paid the escrow fees, the fact on how you took care of her, her fact on her mood swings, her fact about her madness and craziness, fact about how she treated you. If you don't have it, don't even start. Because everything you own, they will give to her. Everything. That's why Jesus said, before you even go to the court, settle it. So don't pray divorce will happen. Do you know what the wife does now? Do you know what they do? They stay together as partners. They are not married. They stay for 15 years. They are not married. They born. 3 children, they are not married. At 66, they have known themselves. They will not carry themselves. When they are old, I, sympathy, marry, bury, benefit. To love. And to at 68, what are you loving? You are liars. You don't die. So the impact on children will be bad. But let the children know that you love them. Prepare their heart. That is what is going to happen. Have facts. Yesterday, what was the time when the pastor called me? After 10. You don't want to hear things. And every message I preach, before I preach, I wait for signs. Timothy was with me on Friday. On Wednesday, I said, is this the message I'm writing? On Saturday, yesterday, you're with me. I said, is this the message I'm writing? I wanted to sleep. After 10, I was in the parlor. Another pastor called, is this the message I'm writing? So I have facts about it. A man woke up one day and found out the 4 children are not his own. 4 children. What would he do? And women are still supporting her. That they are all these men, they are not serious. They are not serious. At the end of the day, it's a man that is guilty. For the sin you have done and the one you have not done, at the end of your life, your children will love your wife more than you. So, since you started this, let's finish it. As you are planning, plan for yourself. Are you listening to me now? In those days, mothers used to tell children, go and thank your father. How many women does it now? No, I'm not talking about our own. I'm talking about women. What do you say about the case I was doing when the law was telling the particular man, who is so person Chinedu? He said, Chinedu is my younger brother. I said, then let your wife go. You stay. What do you do? Am I a bad pastor? Telling him to put camera in the house because all your children belong to Chinedu. You know what? I have problem with family. Every time pastor with family. Put camera in the house. And he said, take me to the airport. The man forgot something at home. Came back home. It's not content. It's not Nollywood. Theater. And the boy said, Chinedu, are you the one? Have you dropped the Olorunbruku? Have you dropped the idiot? I love the way you robbed me yesterday. The man said, Daddy, Egbon, continue, Egbon. I said, from the airport. Mark Badassilin. I'm telling you, divorce will not be our portion. But once it has gotten to abuse, take care of your children. Take care of her. Take care of your husband. Look for a way of escape. Gather evidences. Because people are not good. Has somebody hit you before on the road? And they'll tell you sorry. People tell you sorry. They'll tell the man, your own is too much. If you refuse to take sorry quickly, your own self too much. I'm beg, bo. Only you prune is who do you think you are? And you can sorry. And tell my boy, talk about oh my lady. That's the one for you. That's the one for you. By the time people are supporting you, but now say, The guy called me. I finished preaching in Lekki when the guy called me and said, sir, all my children, four children, none of them are mine. I said, get them out of the country. They are all yours. I said, get visa. Get them out. Get them out. He says, I said, wipe your tears. Get them out. He got to Canada, told them this. The children said, daddy, you are joking. Tear that thing. I don't know any father. You are my daddy. The second one said, sir, I don't know any father. You are my father. The two guys said, sir, you are my daddy and I love you so much. The stupid woman went to sue him. It was from there they sent her letter that the children, they are not four children for different men. Don't let's go into divorce because this place will become fire. And so you know, when I sit down do counseling for people and I had to hear from this and this and I had to penetrate lies and deceit of people, it's not sweet. So many of you are laughing in the church. You are being abused by so many people. Before it leads to divorce, look for a way of escape. Separate first. If the person realizes that, oh, I miss a darling, I miss a good wife, I miss a good woman, I miss a good husband, what is reaction to people first before you decide to go back there? Pray and find out so that your second time will not be bad. I hope I've been able to answer everybody. Okay. Gibra Moses, I've warned you. But I said I started this divorce now.
Thank you, sir. Okay, daddy, this is a life like...
Is that why you want to cry? Calm down.
It isn't been that. This person is someone I know.
Is somebody you know?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not putting you at the center spot, but I want you to judge this.
You want me to judge?
I want you to judge this. You are the judge.
Okay.
These people, they've been married for 8 years.
Married for how many years?
8 years.
8 years. Okay.
The wife is a banker and the guy is a businessman. He's someone I know. Along the line, after 6 years, they have two children. The man discovered that one of the child is not his own. So he actually raised up the topic. Madam, this child is not for me. They started going back and forth. So there was mood swing from the woman and issue continue every day at home. According to the guy who happens to be my friend, he says when he gets back home, there is no food for him, no clothes. Sometimes 3 months, 6 months, he just come into the house, pick one or two things, off he goes. So this particular period, he was having this serious issue with the woman. So he came back late by 9 p.m. and the woman was like, where are you coming from? And the man was like, I owe you no explanation. Live your life, let me live my life. Let's see what tomorrow's. Then the man picked up his car key. This woman held on to his shirt, tore the shirt, and the man went back to the bedroom, picked another shirt, step out. But on his way going out, he put the car into reverse, and this woman was unknowing to him, the woman was standing behind him. Then the next thing he heard was boom.
The woman was there.
The woman was there. The woman died instantly. The woman died instantly. And that's
why do you know bad people? Okay.
Daddy, this person is someone you even know someone close to the person.
God forbid. Continue. Okay. I'm tired of knowing bad people, John.
The woman died instantly and the man was arrested. Presently, the man is in Kuje prison, Abuja. They have two children.
Your question?
My question is, it seems judgment favor women when it comes to marry than men.
Wait.
Yes.
That man was so slow.
But there was evidence. The man told the family.
The day I know that those children are not mine, we will not sleep in the same house. Sir, my children and that woman will not sleep in the same house. I just taught you now, leave and leave. Pastor said, I told you yesterday what happened. This man came to the house, met the wife and another person making out. He didn't say anything. He went preparing domi, put two eggs on it, ate, slept. In the morning, the woman was dead. Yes, I told you. You know what I said? Why did you sleep there? What killed the woman? Conscience. But everybody said, you kill her. You are the one that is angry. Everybody was against. So that was when I got to know about it. And I switched to the spiritual side. Yes, we will break laws spiritually. So I said, there's no problem. We have a God that is the greatest judge. If police and judge and everybody, they will turn it. And you know, I'm a prophet. And I fear God. So that's my side. That man was too late. She has been deceitful. Two children. You don't sleep in that house that night. That night. One child. I know. Both of them is my own. Have I not been paying school fees? Both of them, they are my own. Buy one, get one. Both of them are mine. Both of them are mine. Both of them are mine. I will pack the two of them. We will go to a cheap hotel. There's a cheap hotel very close there. Pastor, you don't know the place. We'll sleep there in the morning. We will sleep when we wake up. We'll now plan.
Daddy. Huh? Sometimes it's better some information are not in your possession. Daddy, no man on earth. I doubt if any man on earth knows that. Pastor child, this child is a bastard, it's not for you. You will be happy. Daddy, I doubt.
The person is not a spiritual person. We are spiritual.
Daddy, the Bible says blood is thicker than water.
Forget, there's nothing like that.
Daddy, I'll give you an example.
Chapter what, verse what?
Daddy, I'll give you something. Daddy, imagine this same child is sick at the hospital and you are the father, you got there, you want to donate blood.
We will look for blood. We will buy blood. You know what I'm saying? We will do what?
That it's better at the early stage, but not when the child is 20, 25.
It's even better. Because the guy has known you have investment on his life. Moses, you can't win this one.
Daddy, but okay, now this same man for the past 3 years is still in the prison. Okay, the guy's family, they decided, okay, let's do out of court settlement. The two children now, they took them to the village. So practically now those child, their father left, their orphans. Because now the man is being charged for manslaughter.
If they know somebody like me, it will stay long there. God bless you. And it's not pride. And you know very well. Most say, you know, case happened in China, I stay here. Gone are the days I'm doing analog. This one is digital. We will pray in Nigeria. We will call God in Nigeria. And God will turn the table in Nigeria. And secrets will be known. What are you telling me? It's not a joke. See, we don't pray for divorce. But once it's getting towards the place, get your facts. Get your evidences. Get them. I took case to police station. I was guilty. Huh? We came back home. We tell like this. Why? Because they believe that I am too big for the family to hurt. So they believe I am the one hurting the family. So they're telling me, look, Pastor, Emma Pino, Elosetu Guinea. God has made men to be big. And when things happen, if you are going to fight, it's your word against her. She's no more now. That day, when some things happen, leave. I was asking the pastors, we're going to Lekki. All the pastors were with me. Pastor Kingdom, Pastor Maxwell, Pastor Paul Van, Pastor Fidelis, four of them. And I said, you enter the house and you met your wife sleeping with another man, what would you do? One pastor said, I will kill the man instantly. Another pastor said, that won't kill the man. He said he will kill his wife. Another one said he will kill the two of them. I said, why is all of you mad like this? I can't believe that you are following me. I said, let me park this car. Calm down. Are you mad? You will kill somebody. Your own is finished. You will kill somebody. Your own is finished. You want to kill two people. You are afraid you are gone. I will not pray for you. The last one, he was saying nonsense. I said, once you see such, get out. What did I say?
Out.
Anything that happened after, you are the only suspect. Get out. That's all. After you have gotten out, your brain will rest. Then you will begin to plan. But you stay there, then the case turns against you as manslaughter. You don't need it. I pray that God will give all of you wisdom. You will not enter into one chance marriage, one chance relationship. But sweetheart, I'm telling you, if that girl is slapping you a few days before marriage, don't continue with the marriage. Both of you should be fine before you continue. Don't enter into something you cannot control. Marriage is a long life. This you know. Okay. This is the last one.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any other one apart from this? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Following Mr. Israel's question.
Israel. You see what Mr. Israel has called?
No, on the children's part.
Okay.
Yes, because I want to ask that, how do children heal from abusive marriages? I'll take myself an example. I grew up as from an abusive marriage.
Okay.
I see my dad beat my mom every time.
Okay.
And it affected me seriously.
Okay.
That to the extent that if you ask me any question, I'll see if I have knife now, I can kill my dad. That's how I hated that and my dad, and I hated every man. I hated men so much.
We don't like you too.
That's how far it affected me. But thank God for God. At least I was healed. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. But my question is, how can children heal from abusive marriages?
The first person that realizes that he or she is in abusive marriage should step out. Should do, number one, speak out. Number one, leave and leave. Number three, let the person that is the abuser, let them stay and heal up. That is it. Once you realize, pick your children and go. That is why I want to pray for all of you here.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and will make power.